Hannah, first of all, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And we really can't talk about your essay, Why I Won't Be Taking Shots on My 21st Birthday, without first talking about the photo that's included in the essay. And I know it's painful, but would you mind just helping describe what this photo looks like? It's a photo of you.
Yeah, it's a photo that my sister took when I first got to the hospital. It's in the emergency room, and in the photo, I'm in a hospital gown, and my hands are restrained, so I can't take the ventilation tube out of my throat. I was unconscious at the time, but they were worried that when I woke up that I would take it out because it was uncomfortable, and I wouldn't know that it was there or what it was for. And also, you can see a monitor in the background, and my mom was watching that monitor to, like, see when I was taking a breath on my own. Yeah, it's a pretty raw photo.
What series of events led to this photo? What got you in that hospital bed?
I was at the Night in the Country Music Festival in Urington, and I was having a good time with friends. We were playing human foosball. We went to the Joe Nichols and Jake Owens concert, and at some point I got separated from the friends that I came with, and I wandered off and found another group of friends that I know. And it was there that I had a drinking competition with some guy friends. We were chugging from a bottle of whiskey, and then I have no memory after that. They told me that I also chugged from a solo cup, and it was whiskey in that as well.
And how did you end up in the hospital?
One of the friends that I came with happened to walk by the campsite that I was at, and she said that she was talking to me and I was fine. And then she turned around and I was collapsed on the floor, and she could tell that I was having a hard time breathing. And so she told the guys, hey, we need to carry her to the medical tent. We need to get her medical attention right now. And it was kind of her that, yeah, she's the reason why I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you in the hospital and recovering?
I was completely unresponsive and unconscious for 24 hours. And then I woke up and stayed in the hospital for 2 more days. So 3 days.
And so you wrote an essay about this experience, Why I Won't Be Taking Shots on My 21st Birthday. Tell me a little bit more about that essay and what prompted you to share your story.
Well, right after I got out of the hospital, my uncle, he's an anesthesiologist in Davis, he said that it would be good for me to share this experience. He sees this happen and hears about it happen all the time, working in a hospital, and he said that it could probably benefit somebody. I didn't really think about it too seriously until maybe a month before my birthday, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to write this, and I really want this to help somebody.
And so you wrote this article on a personal blog. What happened next?
I wrote it on my WordPress blog, and then I put the link on my Twitter, and a few friends and family friends retweeted it, and one person, she asked if she could put it on Facebook, and it kind of blew up on Facebook.
And when you say blew up, what do you mean by that? Where have we seen this essay?
The Huffington Post has picked it up. They republished it. It's been on BuzzFeed. It's been on Cosmopolitan. It's been on the Today Show. It's been published in other languages. It's everywhere.
Why do you think it's gained so much attention so quickly?
I think it's because it's from a different perspective than we usually hear. We might hear this from a doctor or a parent who's lost a child, but hearing it from the perspective of somebody who's experienced severe alcohol poisoning, it's different. I think it's a more raw warning than coming from somebody who's older.
Hannah, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, of course. Thank you.